I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Francis Poulenc's colorful and thought-provoking drama, Dialogues of the Carmelites, takes us back to the 1790s in France. The once progressive revolution has descended into the terror. Aristocrats are guillotined, and even the church is declared an enemy of the new state. Poulenc's heroine, Blanche, has always been a fraidy cat. Her father, the Marquis, sympathizes, but he thinks marriage will cure her. Her brother and playfellow, the Chevalier, shares his hope, though he's less optimistic. Blanche, badly shaken by an encounter with a mob, seeks shelter with the Carmelites. She is counseled by the old prioress that it's a place of duty, not refuge. As she settles in convent life and tasks, she meets Sister Constance. Constance is a cheery sort, but she's had a foreshadowing dream that the two will die together. When the old prioress dies in an anguished and doubting death, Constance suggests to Blanche that her tortured death will allow someone else an easy one. Frankly, this idea feels a little strange, but Poulenc and Constance both believe in mystical substitution within the community. A reassuring new prioress arrives to assure the sisters that their duty is prayer. A lot happens in the second act of the Dialogues of the Carmelites. Blanche's brother arrives. In an impassioned scene, he begs her to join him to escape, but she refuses. In the absence of the prioress, the sub-prioress, Mère Marie, elicits a vote of martyrdom for the avowed purpose of saving France. When the prioress returns, she agrees to join her sisters, while the absent Mère Marie is counseled that her own absence means she's to be spared. In the final scenes, the nuns, accompanied by dozens of quite frightening members of the numerous mob, sing the Salve Regina on their way to the guillotine. The first loud offstage chant is breathtaking. Then each walks and characteristically makes her farewell. Finally, it's Constance. She's full of fear and hesitation until she sees that Blanche has come and that her dream will come true. As Blanche mounts the scaffold, there's only her voice and the voices of the mob in the Salve Regina, and she walks without fear, perhaps with the death that the old prioress missed, as Mère Marie is the mute observer. In Saturday night's cast, Rose Antoinette Bellino made a strong impression as the conflicted Blanche. Anna Donnelly was indeed her sunny companion, Sister Constance. Liz Culpepper's death scene as the old prioress was frighteningly moving. Rodney Young was eloquent as Blanche's escaping brother. Stephanie Tokars was a reassuring figure as the new prioress. Elisabetta Eglezza was a key as Mère Maria, the surviving instigator of the martyrdom. Elisabetta Eglezza was a key as Mère Marie, the observing, surviving instigator of the martyrdom. The rallying of the two officers and the colorfully clad mob chorus of 28 with 9 supernumeraries was a frightening reminder of the power of individuals reduced to a single group and a single idea. Rene Calderon was the skillful conductor, nicely balancing the orchestral and vocal colors. Francesca Zamballo directed the individual and group scenes with meaning and grace. Hildegard Bachelor's set smoothly moved and dominated the action, right up until and including the somewhat crude look for the scaffold scene. Mark McCullough's lighting focused our attention in all the right places. Claudie Gastein's costumes were a show unto themselves, with dress for the aristocrats, a couple of changes for the sisters, and the varied attire of the guards and the mob. Walter Huff's mob sang smoothly, supporting the final scene at the guillotine. Francis Poulenc's thought-provoking drama, The Dialogues of the Carmelites, has final performances October 19th and 20th at 7:30 in the Musical Arts Center. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.